Hey everybody, this is Jean Tian, host of the Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And on this episode of our Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast, we explore the concept of money as a barometer of success. Is money truly authentic to you when defining your success? Or is it just part of a formula that you've been told to use when evaluating your success level? If you've ever measured your success by money, by the amount of money that you make, the amount that you have in your savings account, the amount that you earned in your business, then you won't want to miss this episode as we explore the concept of money and success when reviewed in light of authenticity. Let's begin. So one thing that has been on my mind lately is this concept of success as it relates to money. And so kind of taking a step back, this podcast is all about being at that intersection, that middle ground, that fork of authenticity and success. And so what we've been looking at over the past few episodes since this podcast has started is really how do you define success? And I know that there are so many people out there and society as a whole that would look at success in terms of how much money that they've made, right? And especially if you look at businesses, when you look at quarterly earnings or annual revenue earnings or anything else, what they're really looking at is profit, revenues, you know, are they above the line, in the red, etc. There's so many ways of calling whether or not a business has been successful. Rarely, if ever, do we look at a business as successful by the qualitative factors that it has achieved over the course of the year, over the course of whatever period that they're looking at from a reporting perspective. There are contributing factors to their success. They do highlight certain achievements that they've been able to gain during that period of time. But ultimately, when you're looking on social media, when you're looking at the news, when you're looking at, you know, Yahoo Finance, people are looking at how much money did they make. And granted, we understand that that is important, especially when you're looking at shareholders. Can they provide a return on their investment, etc.? But what if we were to take a different route in terms of looking at money and how it factors into the individual's or the corporation's success? And I say that because what has happened and what has taken over society in terms of money and success is this focus of money and how much money one can make, whether it is in a personal salary or whether it is in a business, that really looks at how successful one is, right? Because money, as many of you have heard, this cliche of money makes the world go round. Money is what people exchange in terms of money for services, money for products. And so the more money you have, the more that you can afford, the more that you can build, the more that you can expand. And there's some truth in terms of that definition or that evaluation or use of money as one person's success. But the truth of the matter is that when you start to only focus on the amount of money, and when you start to pitch your services and your products and everything else, as I've seen so predominantly lately in the market, and it's honestly driving me crazy, this concept of, hey, five-figure business owners or six-figure business owners or seven-figure business owners, this is what we can do for you. Well, that's great. That's their target and that's amazing. The thing is that when you only focus on the amount of money that people are making in their business, and this is talking more about the smaller businesses, right? Because when we're looking at larger corporations, the Fortune 500s, etc., they're not talking about five-figure or six-figure. They're talking about millions and billions, etc., in terms of revenue. And so, but we're still looking at it from the same concept of how a year, whether or not a year was successful, how much to reward their employees based off of the amount of money they were able to make above their target, right, for their performance that year. And so there's so much involved in this, and this concept is so complex. So I'm only going to take it a little bit at a time in terms of let's looking at money from an authenticity perspective and from the, you know, pros and cons of measuring success based off of the money. Because yes, there are pros. It gives you the target. It allows for expansion. It is a tool that one can use. But when it becomes the only thing that businesses and individuals focus on when looking at and evaluating their road to success or their journey to success or their achievements, then that's really where the problem begins, because everything else becomes meaningless. No matter how much effort has been put into achieving those, no matter how much they had meant at that point in time, if money is the only measurement of success, everything else that the person has achieved just becomes pointless. It gets thrown to the wayside. And what then happens is that money motivates people in ways that it wasn't meant to be used to motivate others, right? When we're looking at money, money is simply just a form of energy. Money is made out of paper, which grows on trees. Trees are energy. You just look at, if you go all the way backwards, reverse engineer it, money is simply nothing more than a form of energy. Most of the times, we don't even use cash anymore. Rarely, if ever, do I ever have cash on me. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of what I do is based off of digital. It's based off of, you know, online purchases, or you have Google Pay, Apple Pay, and then now you have Bitcoins and cryptocurrencies. The fact of the matter is, more and more, it's funny because more and more are we moving in the direction of money just being a reflection of energy, which is really back at its basics. But, you know, all of these tech advancements are taking us really back to the basics of what money really is, which is pure energy anyway, right? Because who really is seeing it? Even banks, they say that they hold the money in your account, but really at the end of the day, they don't, because they use it for other purposes. But it does sit in your account reflecting the money that you have put in there. And again, it's really just another form of energy. Now, when we're looking at this, originally money, you know, if you really think about the purest form of energy, it is just another form of energy that can be, quote unquote, manipulated in the sense that it can be used, right? It can be spent, it can be utilized, it can be shared, it can be gifted. There's so many different forms that can be used, or different ways that you can use energy. Now, when we're looking at that also, is that money can be used as a tool. And there's a tool aspect of it that it allows for. It's like this commonality amongst all these different individuals and these different cultures to understand that this is an exchange tool. It's an exchange of energy for services and or products provided. That really is at the basics of what money was always created to be, right? Because we moved away from a barter system that may be more culturally influenced or specific to certain people, to money, which is a much more widely accepted understanding of the barter system, right? Because you're exchanging a currency for a product or a service. However, now when you're looking at it, because then human greed comes in, right? Because then, you know, the more that you can exchange, the more that you have, and then the more that you accumulate. And then you start to look at the, you know, competition, and it's keeping up with the Joneses. Now, if that's where you've gotten in your life, right, in your point, in your career, in your business, to look at how successful you've been, then I really want to kind of ask you, what has that created for you when you look at money in that way? Has it created more joy or more ease? And when I look at joy, it's not that temporary, like, yes, I've achieved this. I can buy this. I can buy this nice bag. But it's more about real life. Not that it's not real life, but it's this long-lasting joy of being grateful for your existence, for your ability to expand in that way. That's the underlying joy of it. And when that has been overshadowed by the simple aspect of collection and hoarding of money, right? It's not really hoarding of money, but this aspect of money as a status symbol, right? Because essentially that's what it has become. Then I want to ask you, what has that created for you? Has that created more stress? Has that created more joy? Has that brought you a different way of life, or has that brought you more pain and more fear, because sometimes, you know, you hear that saying, when you go, whatever goes up must come down. And so this is where we want to start to look at success and whether and money and whether or not money is truly an authentic way to define your success. Because money, when used as a tool for expansion, you know, whether it's spiritually, whether it's entrepreneurial, whether it's in your personal journey, in your career, in corporate, whatever it is, when it is used as a tool rather than a measurement, then there's a different function for money. There's a different level of energy that goes behind that aspect of money. Whereas when you start to use it as a form of measurement, you're starting to try to control it. Because of course, when you're measuring it, who are you measuring against? Are you really measuring against yourself, or are you truly measuring against the others around you? And that's where that competition comes in. And that's where then we start to think that money is limited. But quite frankly, is energy ever truly limited? It's not. Money is unlimited. It's just that we have been taught to believe that money is a limited commodity. And this actually brings me to this, to remember that De Beers controls the diamond industry. And it is because De Beers controls the diamonds, the supply of diamonds, that diamonds is, you know, thought to be or marketed to be this very limited commodity that is very highly valuable. However, what truly exists is that, of course, diamonds, you know, another form of crystals, another form of energy, it is actually De Beers owns the supply, and the supply, if it was released all at once, would most likely crash the value of diamonds today because there is just so much of it. However, they control the story behind the diamonds so that they can increase their profit margins, right? They can mark up their margins, their profits, by that much more because they control the story. So now, who is the controlling the story of money in your life? Because if money truly, and it is, because if money is unlimited, then is money truly a measure of your success? Or is it just another form of energy that you can exchange in order to grow, in order to seek a different experience, right? And when we stop looking at money as a measurement of success, I think what so many entrepreneurs and so many people have failed to do, and I don't know why, I think money has literally become the blindfold to them, but so many entrepreneurs, and this is what is driving me crazy, and this is why I wanted to make this episode and to talk about this, is that it has blinded, money has blinded individuals from acting in alignment with their core values. You have so many people out there that say that their core values are about honesty, about, you know, customer service, about client experiences, about relationships. But when it comes down to it, when there is a drop of a dime at with regards to money, when there's a disagreement, when it becomes money versus the relationship, people aren't focused on the relationship. How many times have you gone into a store, or have you gone into a situation and you know you walk away from that situation feeling as if you are literally a walking dollar sign? And I can tell you that that has happened to me on so many occasions. And there was one occasion specifically that it was just so obvious, I couldn't stand it anymore. And it happens a lot online these days. We've lost our freaking minds with regards to how we look at individuals and their wallets. We're no longer focused on individuals as individuals, as human beings with needs, right? Because they're looking to you as a service provider to help them with something. But in response, you're looking at them with regards to another wallet, as another dollar, as another sale. And when you do that, it is because you're literally overtaken by this concept of success as defined by the amount of money that you make. Because Who else will invest in you if you haven't already made 5 or 6 or 7 figures? Who else will believe that your business has been successful if you talk only about the relationships that you've created or the impact that you've achieved within your business? Which bank is going to lend you a dollar, right? When you go in there and say, well, my business has been losing money. However, I've made significant contributions to society, right? And I get it. It's what society has forced us to become to a certain extent. But the problem is that humans are not dumb. And I want to emphasize this, right? Whether you are talking about large Fortune 500 corporations and or smaller businesses, if you are marketing to humans as if we are dumb, then I want to strongly encourage you to reevaluate your marketing plan and your integrity in running your business, because you are overtaken by this concept of money and success. And I can guarantee you that when you start to align with your integrity, when you can run a business with integrity and with honesty, you stand out from the others. And I know I got distracted, and I often do when I'm on these podcasts, because like so many thoughts are coming into my head. They want me to share so much stuff. But like one of the things that I was saying before is that I was part of a gym. And I do go from gym to gym, but I am also a very loyal member to some gyms as well, and I have been. But when I remember being part of this gym that was like a boutique gym, and I recall specifically, they could care less about my physical well-being. They could care less about how I was doing in their classes. What they cared more about was my membership. When was I going to renew? How much was I going to renew? How much money was I going to spend with them tomorrow? How many clients can I bring to them? And every time I had a conversation with their sales staff, I literally felt as if I was a walking dollar sign. Now, I was at first okay with it because, you know, I felt as if I was getting a good workout. But then when I started to feel their integrity really shift even further along than I could actually tolerate, I left and I never looked back. And I actually stopped having a gym membership because I couldn't find a gym that treated me as an individual. Now I'm part of another gym. And this gym, I will say that this gym treats me as an individual, has seen me as an individual, and has created a community of individuals that, you know, where they actually care, that they've shown that they care about the health and wellness of their members, of their gym members. And that's why you go to the gym. You're not going to the gym because you want to spend more money. You're going to the gym because you want to, you know, focus on your health and wellness. And when there's somebody there that can contribute to you, you stop feeling like a walking dollar sign, and people automatically want to invest more in you. Whether that is spreading word of mouth, bringing their friends, purchasing retail, right? That's how you treat individuals. But what I've also started to see with this gym as well is that the lack of transparency in some of their transactions has also caused me to start to think that like they're a little bit focused on the dollar signs rather than on client relationships. And this is why I think it's so important, because now I'm not the only member that has noticed. Other members have noticed, and you know, you can make $3 off of a member, or you can make $3,000 off of a member over the lifetime of that membership. And that really depends on you and how you treat your individuals, because no one, and I can guarantee you no one, unless they truly want that product or that service that you offer, will be willing to come back to you if all you do is treat them as a transaction. People go where they feel welcomed. People go where they feel as if they're getting something more than just what they paid for. People feel when you create the relationships, people will spend money where they have relationships. They'll spend more there than they will elsewhere. So by investing in your business in a totally different way, and by evaluating your business and looking at your business, not only from a money perspective, not only from a revenue perspective, not only from sales per client perspective, but you look at a relationship, you look at the impact you've had on that client, you start to form a community, you start to form loyalty, customer loyalty. And that is missing. That's what, honestly, with all of these online platforms, with all of these coaches that have gone online, and granted, I am a coach too that has an online presence, but I have been shown on so many occasions of how people have started at, don't show up anymore. They overpromise, underdeliver as soon as they get your dollar bill. And unfortunately, friends, that is not what makes a sustainable business. So yes, your company can be successful today. But the question is that as you define your success purely by the amount of money and the number of figures that you make, will your business be successful tomorrow? And not tomorrow as in like tomorrow, but tomorrow as in like 3 to 4 years from now, 10 years from now, 12 years from now, 13 years from now, or for the rest of your life. Because I know that when I create my business, I'm not in it for the short term. I'm not in it for a quick buck. I am in it for the long term. This is something that it's like, my baby, my child, in the sense that like it's something that I'm cultivating. It's something that I know has bigger impact. And that's the focus of my business. And so, yes, I am not a seven-figure business owner right now, but that doesn't mean I won't be. And that doesn't mean that I haven't been successful, because I see the change and the impact that I have brought to my clients' lives. And that keeps me going, because that to me is even more important than the number of figures that my business brings in. Do I want a seven-figure business? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm still human. I still need to eat. Absolutely. But what is authentic to you? My authenticity and success is not about the 7 or 8 or 9 figures. It isn't. It's about how my business treats my clients, of how I treat my clients, of how I treat other people through my business. That's the impact. Right? And there's too many people out there that say they have the same, but then when they actually come down to it, they don't. And this is where I'm honestly asking everybody to take another look at how you are using money, how you are defining your success when looking at it from a monetary perspective, and also asking the question of like, what else can you use in your definition of success to look at it from a different angle. What has that money enabled you to achieve? That's the tool aspect of money. That's a different aspect of money, energy of money, than I've gained a seven-figure business and this is why you should invest with me. Yes, that's great. But oftentimes, and there's a lot of people out there too, that have understood and have discovered in the very expensive way that those coaches that claim that, or those business owners that claim that, don't necessarily have the solutions. They had the solution that worked for them, but you're literally buying into their seven figures. And who knows how that seven figures was calculated? Who knows how long it took for them to do that? And so it is so important to ask the question of whether or not your authentic success is defined by money. And if so, how much, right? How much of that money is defined? It means that you're successful. And where does that threshold even come from? Who made that line between successful and unsuccessful? Who said $1 million is successful versus unsuccessful? And quite frankly, in this day and age, $1 million isn't as much as $1 million was back, 30 years ago. And we've seen that, right? So in this episode, really simply, there's so much more to this concept of money and success and, the stories, but it's really just a question of whether or not money is part of your authentic definition of success. How are you using money to define yourself, to define your business, to define your success, your life, your career? How are you using that to define it? Because I know also when I was younger, I used to say, I have to make six figures. I have to make seven figures in order to be successful. Well, I could make that amount and I have made that amount. But did I feel successful when I achieved that amount? For a period of time, yes, but it became very empty very quickly because I also had other expenses and it didn't provide for the feeling that I was achieving, the lifestyle that I was looking to achieve, or the experiences that I was looking to achieve. That's really more what I meant from lifestyle. And so if you're experiencing the same, or even if you're feeling the same as a consumer, if you're feeling the same level of frustration, drop me a line. Let's talk about it, because we have the power to change the industry, right? Because we are the consumers. We get to say what's important to us. And it is because of us that, industry changes, things change. And so, definitely want to hear from you guys if this resonated with you. Would love to hear your experiences. Have you ever walked out of a store feeling like you're a walking dollar sign? What did you do then? Because the more that we can work together to start to change people's understanding of consumers, of success, of authenticity, the sooner we'll start to make things happen in the society as well. And sooner people will start to highlight other achievements outside of the money, right? So part one of money and success, I'm sure there will be parts two, three, and four to come. There's so much to uncover and decipher, and it is a very complex topic, but I'd love to hear from you in the meantime. And if you have enjoyed this episode, please share with your friends and family. Let's spread this information. Let's raise the collective consciousness together, and let's start to make changes happen. And if you have also liked this episode, please rate and share. I'm sorry, please rate this podcast with 5 stars so that it gets to the top of the list and we can contribute to the change in collective consciousness, making our lives better one day at a time. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.